73. The Patchwork Boyfriend. In the dark, Gareth asleep beside her, the round and looming bottom of the birdcage barely visible in the faint glow of the power telltales on his laptop and various phones. Tiny, bright points in red and green, a constellation of potential trouble. She'd finally and truly met Frank, which had taken less getting used to than she would have imagined, though at first she'd cried a little. Frank had been stabilised in Singapore, then variously reconstructed, in a surgical odyssey funded by the old man. Frank had seen arcane facilities in the United States, ghost wings of otherwise workaday military hospitals. In one of these, shattered bone had been replaced with custom segments of calcified rattan, fastened in place with ceramic screws, whose main ingredient was the primary constituent of natural bone. The result, so far, was Frank, a patchwork thing, more stitches than skin, a taut and shining mosaic, reminding her of expensively mended china. He'd initially voted to have it off, he told her, knowing quite a bit about the current state of prosthetics, a field being rapidly driven by America's wars, with their massive improvements in rates of wound survival. But the surgeons the old man had gotten him to were chancers, he said, and he'd found himself infected by their eagerness to see what they could do, out at the very edge of the possible. This had caused her to weep again, and he'd held her and made jokes until it passed. And he'd been curious, too, about the officially non-existent levels of expertise and technology he'd correctly assumed to be involved. Something demanding the temporary severing of certain nerves had been the least pleasant part of it, he'd said, and the recent procedures in Germany had been to reconnect those, so that he could now feel, increasingly, what Frank was feeling. Which, while not pleasant by any means, was far superior to previous disconnection, and absolutely essential in terms of getting back to walking. He made the dressings progressively smaller each time he changed them. The rest of Frank was that aerial Kansas patchwork of found object dermis, reassuringly leg-shaped, if a bit withered from non-use. Most animals, he'd told her, apparently seriously, preferred bilaterally symmetrical mates, to the extent that it formed a sort of biota-wide bottom line, and that he'd understand if she felt that way. She told him that the bottom line, as far as she was concerned, was men who didn't sound like utter fucking idiots, and had kissed him. After which, more kissing, much else, laughter, some tears, more laughter. Now she lay in the minute glow of LEDs, and willed silence, absence of messaging, an empty inbox. This peace, here in the Piblocto Madness bed, which now no longer seemed that to her. The arch of the right whale's jawbone, even bespeaking something matrimonial, if she thought about it, which she was still generally unwilling to do. But okay right now. Okay, so far. His breathing beside her. Beneath her pillow, the iPhone began to vibrate. She slid her hand under, cupped it, considered the option of skipping the call. But these were not times for skipped calls.
Hello?
She whispered.
What's wrong?
It was Milgrim.
Gareth sleeping. Sorry,
whispered Milgrim.
What is it? It's complicated.
Someone needs to speak with Gareth.
Who? Please don't get the wrong idea,
whispered Milgrim.
But she's a US federal agent.
That's as wrong an idea as I've heard in a while, said Hollis, forgetting to whisper.
What is?
Asked Gareth.
It's Milgrim.
Give him to me. She covered the phone, realising she had no idea where its microphone might be, or if covering it would help.
He wants you to talk to a US agent.
are, he said. The odd bits emerge now. The localised high-pressure zone of weird begins to manifest. Always does. Give me the phone. I'm scared. Makes perfect sense. He reached over, squeezed her arm reassuringly. Phone, please. She handed him the phone. Milgrim, he said. Been networking, have we? Slow down. Does she have a name? And she heard a pen on paper as he wrote in the dark, something he was very good at. Does she? Really? She put it that way herself? She felt him prop himself on the pillows. When he opened the laptop, its light was the light of some weird and other moon. A lucky one, she hoped. She heard him begin to type, with one hand, while he asked Milgrim questions, brief ones, and listened to longer answers.